Holy Letter of the Rebbe, in volume 16, letter number 6106, Baruch Hashem, the 11th of Adar, Tavshin Tchaz, Brooklyn, Shalom Uvracha. And, you know, sometimes people try to change, but they have a very hard time changing. And sometimes people think, I can't really change my nature. And he writes to the Rebbe, and the Rebbe says, I want to respond to your letter. You write about your nature or your habits, and you don't know how to change it. And the Rebbe says, because using what you say is, this has been so rooted, this nature, and etc., etc. Basically, he is trying to fix himself, but he doesn't know how. And he's turning to the Rebbe. And the Rebbe, first of all, tells him, you know what? Don't worry about your nature. Do it anyways with your nature. Don't worry about changing yourself. The Rebbe says, it is known, the instruction of our Holy Torah. A person should always study Torah, not for the right purpose, because eventually he will come for the right purpose. So basically, if you have the wrong nature, or you don't have, sometimes they used to call it the zitzfleish, he doesn't have the attention span, the focus, or to study Torah, and you don't know how to change that, don't worry about it. So start learning even without fixing yourself or fixing your nature. Now, the Rebbe quotes the instruction, a person should always learn Torah not for the right purpose. Are we really saying over here, make sure to learn Torah for the wrong purpose? No, that's not what it really means. This is not a rule, and this is not at all something of perfection. We're telling a people, make sure to learn Torah not for the right purpose. And secondary also, when we say not for the right purpose, there's different levels not for the right purpose. Sometimes it can be not a wrong purpose to extreme, there's different levels. And one can fulfill the obligation of this saying. So when the rabbi says, learn not for the right purpose, in a very refined way, not, it doesn't mean, in other words, learn to make Hashem happy. That's not for the sake of Torah, to make Hashem happy. That's already also Shaloi Lishma. But I'm just giving that example. But the Rebbe says, what is obviously, what you need to do is, you need to be diligent, you need to be studious in your study. And the same thing, this is as far as learning goes, and the same thing is as far as observance of mitzvahs. And it doesn't only say about study, because the sages tell us the same thing by mitzvahs. It says, a person should always occupy himself. Occupy yourself in the study of Torah, in the doing of mitzvahs, not for the purpose. And the Rebbe says, and one of the mitzvahs, and one of the main aspects, is the service of davening. The davening brings healing to all matters of the person. And when the person does his work step after step, don't go to it. The daven helps you grow step by step. And this is actually a verse, you know, in the Torah. When the Torah says that God, when the Jewish people inherit Eretz Yisrael, metaphorically it could mean you chase out the negative, because in Canaan you had the seven nations, and when you inherited, the Eibishter says, God says, I'm not going to chase him out all at once. A little bit at a time. Ma'at ma'at agorsheno, which means you're not going to get rid of your nature all at once. Go step by step. Daven, this will help you. That brings healing, as also understood from the Tanya in several places. So, what's the take from all the above? So, what's the point that we can take out from all the above? That you need to learn Torah with hasmodu ishkida, with diligence and devotion. And the Rebbe says, as the expression, the language used, limud b'shufi, learn a lot, both the revealed part and Chassidus, and do mitzvahs with perfection. And the Rebbe says, it's obvious, this is all possible to be done without touching your health, your body's health. And the Rebbe says, in a parenthesis over here, be very careful. Sometimes the Yetzer Hara tries to persuade you, you know what, go to the extreme and have your religious commitment impact your health. And then later on, that's going to bring you about to weaken your service to Hashem. So, lechatchila, it's a plot. He's trapping you, and he wants you to overdo it. And then the Rebbe says, no. Do all this without touching, impacting your health. And the Rebbe says, in the meantime, don't think about your self-improvement of what you're writing about, that you don't know how to change, and you don't even think about it. The Rebbe's idea is get busy with the positive. You won't have time for the negative. So the Rebbe says, sometimes also to this reflection of the negative is also comes from not good sources. You know, the Rebbe said many times that you have an urge to really reflect on your situation, and you get so busy to distract you. This is also from non-pure sources, because this is all done to distract you from learning and doing the mitzvahs with diligence. So the Rebbe says, don't fall for it. Just don't think about it. You have one job. Learn Torah, do mitzvahs, learn a lot, nigla and chassidus, and don't think about the other things. The Rebbe says, this is easy to understand. The Rebbe blesses him for good news. In the name of the Rebbe, and see how the Rebbe is advising a young man who is struggling with his spiritual state, and the Rebbe is advising him that don't worry about your standing. Learn, you know, and then without trying to figure yourself out or changing yourself. Just learn a lot, and learning not for the right purposes is okay. Don't worry about it. And the Rebbe says, go step by step with davening properly, which is a help. Do your davening, your service. Don't think that you want to fix yourself. And that's going to, because that's sometimes also distraction. Just do. And, you know, like I said, I think that Rebbe is basically saying, get busy doing the work and don't worry so much about, you know, where your standing is. And then, you know, things like straighten out themselves sometimes, many times, you know, just because that's the nature of things.